In een vorige uitzending zeiden wij dat we in Stoke-on-Trent waren. Beter gezegd in Trentham. Wij gaan zo meteen de gardens bezoeken. En wij zitten in het Visitor Center. Op dit moment loopt een aantal mensen langs de kassa om naar binnen te gaan. De Italian gardens are very famous, not only in Stoke-on-Trent. We met Michael. Michael, very nice gardens here.
Oh, thank you for that. It's a rather amazing place, really. The gardens have a very long history. They've been developed over many years, many hundreds of years, by some of the top landscape architects of known to British gardens. More recently, we've involved top British designer Tom Stuart Smith, who's won a very coveted gold medal at the Chelsea Flower Show no less than 6 times. And then more recently, we've added another very large garden to Trentham by Dutchman Pete Udolf, who's added another 10 acres. That's about 100,000 very choice perennial plants and about 500,000 bulbs to the new developing eastern side of the garden. So we've got a very broad range of different styles within the garden, but perhaps more recently this new life we're adding to the garden comes from massive displays of perennial plants. So probably a project of this type, certainly one of the largest in Europe, certainly the largest project, perennial project in Britain. Well in excess of 200,000 plants is planted in the last couple of years. Pete's area is rather wonderful, really. It very natural style, prairie style, which I'm sure many of your listeners will be familiar with. But also it's a very relaxing area. We have large picnic areas. We have narrow paths where we hope that children will be able to walk and run through, touching their hands on the tall, colourful perennials as they push through the garden, but really kind of a labyrinth of paths set within a very wide perennial area. And above this we have two grass viewing mounds, sculptural viewing mounds, which our visitors can climb on top of and take a bird's eye view down into the garden itself. But we have lots of different things in the garden. We have Britain's first barefoot walking park. I think it's more of a Germanic idea, taking your shoes and socks off and walking through deep mud and gravel and fir cones. It's not something that people in Britain are familiar with, but last year we introduced our first barfus barefoot walk. It's been a great success. We have little children's gardens as well, and some exhibition show gardens, trying to create a garden festival atmosphere. So the whole project's coming together. Last year we had just over 3.2 million visitors to site, and we're aiming to be one of the sort of foremost visitor attractions in the country. A broad range of shopping, the gardens and parkland, of course, miles of free walks, the Italian gardens with their wonderful fountains and planting schemes, woodland walks, bird hides. We have a wealth of wildlife on the estate, from deer to the heron, which live on the islands on our mile-long lake. Really everywhere you look, it's quite a broad range of different attractions, and later on this year we'll have our first hotel, 120 bedroom hotel, to add to the restaurants and our garden centre, and the monkey forest of course on site, so lots of different experiences.
Michael zegt dat iedereen welkom is in Trentham, dat er zelfs dieren zijn in het grote gebied, en waar we dan nu zijn, dat is het gebied van de Italiaanse tuin, daar gaan we zo even naar kijken. Hij vertelde ook kort de historie en dat er een aantal winkels in de buurt ligt. En op het einde van het jaar komt er ook nog een groot hotel. Er is veel geïnvesteerd in dit gebied. Heel veel bezoekers, u hebt het gehoord. En een van de best bezochte plaatsen van Engeland zelfs. Deze tuin moet u dus gezien hebben, de Italiaanse tuin. Meer informatie vindt u op de website www.trentham.co.uk. In de volgende uitzending komen we terug en gaan we even de tuinen bekijken. Michael, dankjewel.